Pat 1-4, Frederick Tower, runway 30's in use, the wind 30012.
Air traffic controllers at the Frederick, Maryland airport will no longer guide planes around this busy airspace. Under mandatory federal government spending cuts, this control tower, like 148 others at smaller airports across the country, is closing.
For the tower to close will really be treading backwards here.
Airport manager Kevin Doherty says closing the control tower strips away an extra layer of safety at Maryland's second busiest airport.
When you have corporate jets mixing in with flight training traffic, gliders, helicopters, it could be a mess. So that's the reason why the air traffic control tower was built here and open.
The government recently spent more than $5 million to build the tower, which opened last year. Now frustration is growing among contract controllers like Mamie Ambrose, who are losing their jobs.
The FAA felt it necessary to put a tower here because of the congestion. And now, suddenly it's not a safety issue. Suddenly they want to close a tower down that hasn't even been open for a year.
Todd Kirkpatrick moved from South Carolina to work in the Frederick Tower. Now, like many contract controllers working at smaller airports, he will have to relocate to find another job.
Now here it is less than a year later, they're going to close us down. I have to turn around and take what little money's left over and move back with no job, collecting unemployment, because I can't afford to live here on what unemployment's going to pay.
The airport will remain open, but pilots will have to coordinate their takeoffs and landings among themselves over the radio. Frederick Mayor Randy McClement says the tower closure will harm efforts to attract new business to the area.
We had a little uptake in those jets coming to us, the corporate jets, because of the tower. Some corporations wouldn't fly into Frederick Municipal Airport because there was no tower.
Frederick City officials say they hope closing the airport tower will not impact safety at the airfield, even though it will send important air traffic and business somewhere else. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Frederick, Maryland.